When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. Back in the day, when coins were made of precious metals like silver or gold, some crafty thieves made quite a living off of selling the shavings off the edge of coins without being detected. Hence, the ridges, or reeds as they're known. Go ahead, pull a coin out of your pocket and rub your fingers around its perimeter. Those little grooves are specifically numbered. The dime has 118 reeds, the quarter has 119, and the half dollar has 150, according to the U.S. Mint. Now, please don't try to count them if you are driving. But since there are far bigger and easier ways to hustle and commit fraud these days, think identity theft, there's no real worry over coin shavings selling in 2018. Besides, U.S. coins no longer are made of precious metals. Before 1965, the quarter was made out of silver. Today, it's made out of an alloy, a mix which is more than 91% copper and the rest nickel. Speaking of the nickel, the penny and nickel never had reeds because they were never made of precious metals. Reeds remain on coins today because it helps the visually impaired identify their value. Why all this rhetoric over ridges, you are wondering? Well, I think it gives us something to ponder. The true value of something is not what is etched onto the outer, rather what is embedded in the inner. Oh, sure, the scars and the indentations can be measured and read. They're quite visible on some of us. Those are our real experiences and the signs of wear and tear on our individual lives. Some will be similar to others and some uniquely our own, but they still don't tell the whole story of the whole person. Eye nor finger can trace the depths of soul and mind and heart. Those precious hidden treasures are what give us true value. The next time you slap down some change for a snack at the convenience store or roll up your dimes and nickels for a bank deposit, the next time you accumulate quarters for the car wash or sink a buck 25 into a vending machine, stop and think about the purchasing power of a penny. According to Benjamin Franklin, a penny saved is a penny earned. When it is combined with thousands more, it can buy anything. Before you get caught up in looking only at the ridges that mark you, look inward and discover your real value. And always remember, we are better and we go farther when we put stock in each other's true worth. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate closed for today.